Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffiths Show underway at 20 minutes after 9. Brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee and Refreshment Services Pepsi. Had mine with a little bit of milk and some sweetener this morning. Love my Harvest Ridge. You can have Harvest Ridge at your office. Just ask your wonderful human resources director, like Mr. Ketters here, to make sure it's always fully stocked. You can get it at your home. That's your responsibility to keep it fully stocked. Or when you're out and about, get it at any of your great places. And last week, who was on? Somebody was on last week, and they had just gotten their Harvest Ridge at 48th and State. So lots of places to get Harvest Ridge. Melissa McKelvey, do they have Harvest Ridge at Cornerstone? And if not, why not?
Well, Mary, we don't, but I'm so glad you brought it up. Now I know.
Well, you're in charge, aren't you?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, then tell your human resources person or somebody who doesn't have much else to do, like Drew Quintero, has got plenty of free time, to go out and get you fully stocked with Harvest Ridge, okay?
Will do.
Well, it's that time of year again when we're going to be with our family. And as my mother truly said, this is the greatest quote ever by a mother. We were complaining about having to go to the relative's house, and she said, "Holidays are not a time to have fun. They're a time to spend with your family." And so that has been the motto of our family ever since.
Amen.
No fun, torture, spend time with your family. But there are some serious concerns. I think it's ridiculous. There's been a lot said about, you know, don't talk politics. Well, that rule stands whether we've just had a national election or not. When you are in a group of people, do not bring up politics. Would that be the first thing you'd say for self-care and for other care? Don't bring that up.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring up religion. Don't ask a woman her age or if she's pregnant. That's what I would say, Mary.
No, that's just an extra piece of pumpkin pie. True story, when I was younger, actually, this would have been 40 years ago. My cousin, who I'll be spending Thanksgiving with, she was getting ready to have her first, and she wanted to be a natural mom and use cloth diapers. What an idiot. I think that lasted a week. But anyway, so I had to run around and try to buy these cloth diapers. Well, you can't get those anywhere. So finally, Bergner's, I heard, had cloth diapers, you know. So I ran up there, and I'm like, oh, I need cloth diapers. I've got to have cloth diapers, you know. And the lady says, "Calm down. It looks like you've got a few weeks." And I'm like, oh, my God. It's for a baby shower, not for me.
You're like, never mind, Bergner's.
Never mind. I bought them anyway. But
is that why they went out of business?
That's why
you drove them out of business,
my picket line out there. So, yes, be very careful when you know. Well, tell us about your family. Well, my son's in prison. What else would you like to know? You know, just, it's nice to catch up,
yes.
But, you know, wade softly into things. Don't pry.
Right.
But most of us, you know, this is a great time to reconnect with our family. But for some people, reconnecting with family opens a wound, and that wound may not be fully healed. There's no law that says you have to go to Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. And so as a professional, we can joke about it a lot, but what is your honest advice if people really, really don't want to be around certain people this holiday season?
It's complicated, Mary, I think, because if you really, really don't and you feel like being around your family is seriously detrimental to your mental health, you don't go. Find another thing to do. Have your Friendsgiving. You know, spend the day alone under a blanket with a book if you want to, right? It is your holiday. And, this is what I always say, and recognize that if you want to have family relationships, you're going to be uncomfortable sometimes. And I agree with your mother. Mary, I do.
She was pretty smart.
Yes.
Well, the problem is you can make the rift even bigger by not at least coming for a portion.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says you have to be there from 8 o'clock in the morning when they shove the bird in.
Right.
Until midnight when, you know, the last Home Alone episode 4 is finished playing. But the problem is you're walking that tightrope. Walking that tightrope of, this is a holiday. It's my only chance maybe to see great Aunt Bertha, which I love, but then I also have to see my icky brother-in-law who I can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of have to pick and choose your battles, but really you have to take care of yourself. Nobody else is going to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself.
You do. You do. And it is important to have family, right? So we do all want those connections. And maybe they're not family connections for some of us.
Well, for
but
some
most
people,
of
their
us,
friends
are
their family.
Yes.
But then you better tell them to put it on your emergency contact.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
You know, unfortunately, just recently, my dear friend lost her brother, and it was in a horrible accident. So it wasn't anything that, you know, and she got the phone call.
Oh.
He's got great friends. They all came to visit him in the hospital before he died. But she got the phone call. Now, fortunately, they had a good relationship, mm-hmm. et cetera. But, you know, she raced to the airport, got on a plane, you know, disrupted her whole life. And, you know, let's face it, family is still kind of first in a lot of legal ways and a lot of other ways.
That's right.
And I mean, try to keep some kind of tenuous tie.
Yeah. It's, I do feel like we get kind of in this extreme way of thinking, and it's either like I have the perfect family or I'm going to cut them off, right? I'm not going to talk to them anymore.
All or nothing.
Right. And that's, I think that's problematic, right? Some families do deserve to be cut off, right? I'm not going to, there are absolutely terrible situations, and you are better off not talking to the people, and you should be taking care of yourself. But if you think every family gathering is going to be comfortable, you're barking up the wrong tree. You know, it's just not the case.
Well, let's talk about how to handle certain situations.
Okay.
For example, holidays are a time when, for the kids, sometimes exes will have to be in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday parties, it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens at the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it just happens.
Sure.
Now, you know, again, you can hate that person's guts or whatever.
Right.
But for the kids, I guess, you just have to kind of suck it up, buttercup. That's not an official counseling term. So.
Well, I like it. I think it's good.
But again, you can limit. You can be in one room and they can be in another room.
Yeah.
And the kids can be running. The kids don't have to be part of your drama.
Right.
They can be running back and forth between the two of you and not really understand that the divide has happened. They just are glad mm-hmm. to see both.
Right. Be the adults. You know, you can be unhappy to be in the room with that person, and for the sake of your children, you're going to put on a bland face and that, be as bland as the turkey that your mother has fixed.
Your mother-in-law.
And, you know, make it okay. Yes, it stinks. It's uncomfortable. It's, you know, and for the kids, yes, do it for the kids and be the grown-ups. And, you know, even more so, Mary, you think about, maybe not more so, but you think about rifts that happened long ago, right? A divorce that's happened 15 years ago, and now we have adult children who are upset with their divorced parents, right, and have grievances.
You know what? I'm always fascinated by this because, without giving away too much, it was so interesting. One of my age group friends,
mm-hmm.
she was always so irritated that her mother didn't want to come to family gatherings with her dad. And this man had been abusive to her and beaten mm-hmm. her and stuff, you know. And she was so irritated by that. But one time, the grandma now, you know, invited her ex-husband to something. And she was furious. And it's like, duh.
Right.
You don't want to be around him? I got clues for you. I don't want to be around your dad.
Right.
You can love him all you want. I'm not telling you not to.
Right.
He didn't beat you.
Yes.
But I don't want to be around the guy.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes you do have to self-protect, but other times
Absolutely.
It's so funny. Why can't adults get it?
Right.
Like, if you wouldn't want your ex-husband there, why do you think your mother wants your dad there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't like your brother-in-law, why do you think your husband has to like your brother,
right.
He may hate that side of the family as much as you don't like his.
Right.
So try to use a little bit of common sense.
And it's these double standards, right? It's good when it's them or it's us, but not the other way around. Right.
Right? We don't think. We
right.
only
you
we
don't.
Tend to think.
We see it from our perspective.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
So I have two very personal questions to ask you because it's all about me.
Okay.
I am invited, as I am now every year. It's a new family tradition. We have a new place for our family.
Mm-hmm.
Tradition is all the older people have passed. The younger group is thankfully taking over. But unfortunately, not genetically related to me, but married into my family, is a Detroit Lions fan.
Oh.
And so this year, the Bears and the Lions are playing each other on Thanksgiving Day. How should I wear my Bears regalia? Should I just pretend it's not happening? How should I handle the fact that I really like this guy? His only fault that I can determine is that he's a Lions fan. I mean, how do you handle something like that? That's serious.
That it you got
it because the big screen is on in every room. That you know, this is a guy. He's got a every room's going to have it on.
You got to know your audience, right? Is this a conversation you can have?
I think
right?
No.
Really?
I think I just have to keep my mouth shut and maybe just wear one Bears shirt that I can like layer.
Yeah.
The,
oh,
the
I
bottom
like
layer.
Yeah.
And if they start to surge ahead, I could, oh, I don't need this jacket anymore. Right. I don't need my pullover
look
anymore.
Look at me.
And
look
then
at this.
Towards the end of the game when the Lions are annihilating the Bears, then I go back in.
When the Bears fall apart in the fourth quarter
and
or overtime.
Yeah, and find comfort in my pumpkin pie.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, there again, that's a perfect example. We joke about that. We have so much fun with that in our family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's indoctrinating, much against my will, his children to be Lions fans, which really is child abuse.
Right.
But I do my best to try to get them to be Bears fans.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of give and take there.
And when you can have a sense of humor, we can do that, right? And if we could all have a little lightness to it and sense of humor.
Okay, here's my second thing
involving
the same family.
Mm-hmm.
In the olden days, the good old days, before the young kids took over, my mother's sweet potato casserole was like in the biggest casserole dish, and it was always devoured, and everybody loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel obliged, and I want to make my mom's sweet potato casserole. And each year I make it in a smaller and smaller and smaller casserole dish until only about four people really eat it. Is it wrong, these same children that are being indoctrinated to be Lions fans, is it wrong for me to force feed them Great Aunt Gina's sweet potato casserole just to try to get them to continue the tradition?
I mean, you really have to balance things out, don't you, Mary? I mean, come on.
No, I don't. And that's why they're all listening to this going, can we just call Cornerstone and say, would you just call Mary and say she's one of the toxic people who don't want our Thanksgiving? But, you know, I'm really saddened by this. I know that's silly. I know it's petty.
But it's tradition.
But what the heck? This is the world's best sweet potato casserole. And my mom just, you know, she loved making that. And each year it's like, you know, it always goes, the bowl is never licked clean. And I'm bringing a smaller bowl, you know, the casserole dish, I'm going to be down to single serving size here in a minute. You know, it's just, I mourn the loss of traditions. We had a Will Spear on this morning from Hanson Spear, and he said, you know, this time of year it's going to be the first Thanksgiving without somebody, the first Christmas without somebody, the first whatever. You do have to allow yourself some self-care and say, I don't know, I may have to back away. I just don't know if I can do it this year.
Absolutely, and there's times, you know, it's the pressure we put on ourselves, right? Like, oh, it's the holidays, I should be happy. Yay, everybody's going to be here. But if it's your first Thanksgiving, your first Christmas, your first Hanukkah without somebody, you might want a moment alone. You might have to go to your room and have a little cry and come back down. You might want to talk about the person, you might not. And all of that is okay.
Okay. Everything's okay as long as we're taking care of ourselves. But remember, for, you know, these people aren't going to be around forever. So even if you don't like or you're feuding with somebody on your level of the food chain, up on top, that may be your last chance to really sit down and talk with Aunt Martha, and that may be the last chance. So you never know when the last time is.
Right.
You never know when it's going to be the last Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I will be making the sweet potato casserole, and because, again, my mother was so kind, she would put marshmallows only on half. So we had the non-marshmallow and the marshmallow crowd. And she also put pecans on a third. Well, really, it was a third, a third, and a third. It was plain. Then the middle had, like, well, one-fourth had marshmallows and pecans. And then there was the pecans only with no marshmallows. And then there was the marshmallows only with no pecans.
What kind of communists are in your family that don't like marshmallows on their sweet potato casserole? Come on, Mary.
Well, you said it, but I have to spend time with them.
Don't go. That's it. This is a deal breaker, Mary.
Really, they have really made it damn near impossible I mean, I'm sorry, but I have to watch the Lions beat the Bears, and I have to finish up the damn sweet potato casserole by myself. This has got to stop, folks. We're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Rex Battery brings you this report. We'll continue. And if you have a serious question for Melissa McKelvey, maybe there is a way that she can help you handle a kind of touchy situation you've got going on at your holiday table. Give us a call at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Looking forward to the Christmas Bazaar and all the great things that are available. Blessed Sacrament Church has a great Christmas Bazaar. And if you need to decorate your home, boy, I can't walk out of there. Every year I've got a wreath. One year I bought this decorated sled. It was fantastic. Even the Grinch like me sometimes can like Christmas. Melissa McKelvey is my guest today. She's the director of Cornerstone, which does supportive counseling for families, for individuals, for children. And your mental health is very important to WTAD, and that's why we have somebody from Cornerstone on once a month to talk about these serious issues. And, of course, the holidays can be a serious emotional time. Mm-hmm. One of the things that goes wrong is today we're getting no sunshine. We need to boost our vitamin B12. We need to boost our vitamin D.
Yes.
We're not taking care of our nutritional needs. Any day mm-hmm. that there is sunny, just get out. You don't have to stare directly at the sun, but get out and direct your eyes upward into the sky
mm-hmm.
and get that natural antidepressant rolling in.
Yes.
Because people get so depressed around the holidays, and then January, it really starts to peak.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is a serious time of year. What are some of the things that we can do? We've talked a little bit about things, whether to avoid family. If they're really, really toxic, then of course, yes.
Sure.
But if they're just annoying, you're probably annoying too.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you just have to go and try to find the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So. And I will add on to what you said, Mary, is that I think during this time of year, we don't get enough sleep. We might drink and eat a little too much.
Well, and we're under financial
yes.
pressure.
Yes.
We're under a lot of financial pressure. I mean, if you were the one that volunteered to make the eggs, you know, you're
yeah.
going to have to get a bank loan out.
Right.
Or find a chicken. My husband has an egg gal, actually.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we've always got eggs.
All right. Yes.
But, you know,
right.
the shelves are bare in some stores.
Right. And so, you know, do those things you can to take care of yourself. Because if you show up tired, hungover with an empty wallet to Thanksgiving, you're not going to have the kind of stamina you might need to deal with an uncle or brother-in-law.
Little nephew Theodore going, I'm selling candy bars for my school,
right.
and without your help, Uncle,
right.
we cannot take our field trip to wherever.
Right.
It's go away, kid. You
yeah.
bother me.
And I can't count on one hand the number of times my mom said, oh, I've been up since 3:30, stuffing the bird. And I'm like, oh, my God, no wonder you're so cranky and yelling at me. You have had no sleep for days. Woman, get some rest. Go lay down. So
you get the bird in the oven, you can go back to bed.
Right, right.
I mean, you do have to get up and baste it every once in a
yeah,
while. But
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself first. And then, yes, you're going to have to deal with some annoying people when you get there. And maybe you're the annoying one. Who knows? But, you know, you do want to be at your best. Be ready to take a deep breath, you know, sit there, ask questions, right? Come into it calmly. If you go in ready for a fight, you're probably going to get a fight, right? So you don't have to go in with your soft underbelly showing, but be ready to ask questions, right? Ask somebody, again, especially after a pretty divisive election. Politics may come up.
Oh, God. Don't
but
even
it might,
go there.
Right? And there's a couple things you can do. If, say politics
comes up.
Sorry,
you're an idiot. Whatever, whoever disagrees with you, whatever your point of view may be, I'm sorry you're an
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah.
Can't we just
right.
have my mom's sweet potato casserole
right.
together?
I mean, let's talk about why you're really an idiot. You're not eating my sweet potato casserole.
Yeah.
That's where your lack of judgment comes into play here.
Well, yeah, you do have to steer yourself away from people. I was talking with my baby brother, and He really thought he was giving one of his best friends great advice about her adult daughter who, lived at home until, the mid-30s. Mm-hmm. And my brother was very concerned about his friend being taken advantage of by this adult child. And, so he said, if I were you, I'd just lay down the law and say, hey, we're going to start charging you rent. We're going to do this. And she goes, well, then I'll just move out. And she did.
Sometimes that's what happens.
Like, great. I go, sometimes, especially, we've never had kids. So, of course, we're experts at raising them. Give a woman advice on how to deal with something that you have no experience in whatsoever.
Right.
And don't think about what's the worst consequence that could happen from this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because even though the woman was complaining all the time, she loved having the daughter there.
Yes.
Because it was permanent friendship.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be so careful with giving advice.
And that, again, sometimes, right, even as therapists, right, even though we're not supposed to give advice and we don't give advice and that's what we tell everybody, sometimes it sneaks out, right? And sometimes it sounds like good advice to be like, your mom sounds toxic, she's blah, 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 you should stay away from her. But the truth is we've never met your mother, we shouldn't be saying that, and we don't know, and that's even bad advice for a therapist, right? We can be supportive without saying, cut them off.
Right. And you can say, this doesn't sound like a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. Why not this year? It doesn't mean you have to cut ties forever. Just say this year, whatever.
Right.
This year, this. This
yes.
year, that.
Yes.
But there are an awful lot of family pressures on. Thanksgiving is bad, but Christmas is even worse.
Yes.
Because now you've got gift giving and even more financial struggles.
Right.
And even more... are we going to go to church? Are we not going to mm-hmm. go to church? What are you serving? What are we bringing? What are, mm-hmm. It's like one little kid was born in a stable and we've blown it all out of proportion into something, I wonder if somebody start writing this down. When I grow up and I die to save you from all your sins, don't make a big deal out of my birthday, okay?
I just want a quiet celebration.
If you want to invite a few sheep and donkey over, fine. A couple of shepherds coming in, a couple of kings walking by with their camels, invite them over. But don't make such a big thing about the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip because I didn't get one and I grew up to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, the pressure, the Santa Claus stuff is...
Yes.
That's a question I can ask you. In our family, we have a Santa Claus problem. Not anymore.
Okay.
But, again, not genetically related to me. It's always these people marry.
Yeah.
The in-laws. We never want to lie to our children.
Mm.
So.
Good luck with that.
Santa is Saint Nicholas and blah, 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 but... Well, we love to lie to our kids, so guess
right.
what?
Right.
Wow. That was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do agree with their premise. If you tell everybody, I hope there's no kids listening, but because there is a tooth fairy and there is Santa Claus, so
yes.
don't pay attention to Miss Pinky when she's telling you that. But,
right.
All of a sudden, when they get to be 9, they realize, my God, you've been lying to me my whole life. What else have you lied to me about? And that was their premise. And I'm like, that makes perfect sense. But I don't care. I want to have the fun.
I don't
care about the emotional well-being of your children. I just want them to enjoy what I like. But that's a big deal. Santa or not to Santa?
But did you think that when you found out that Santa wasn't actually come down the chimney? Did you feel betrayed?
Well, we never had a chimney, so I...
So no.
My dad said he had a special key to our house. Did I feel betrayed? Oh, well... The disappointment with my parents began long before that, so I don't think that was the worst thing that ever happened. I will tell this story. My brother's 4 years younger, and so, of course, there's that magic part when the smart-ass older
right,
sister.
Right,
and my mother, I nearly lost my life that year,
mm-hmm.
Because I was informing about
right.
the way things were.
Right.
And I had it all figured out, and I... told my brother and blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, my grandmother, who cannot drive, when we used to go to Mass, after we came home from midnight Mass, Santa had arrived. Well, that night, my dad didn't take an extra long time seeing if the stove was turned off, and He didn't have to check something back in his bedroom. He forgot something. He just got in the car and we drove to church. And when we came home, we all went in the house at the same time. We'd all left at the same time. And Santa Claus had come.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, who can't even drive, took a cab
on
Christmas Eve to put all the presents out because her evil oldest granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
And I believed again. I couldn't figure it out. I believed again for a whole year. And there was even something that said, if you don't believe, you don't get as many presents.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
the one I got.
And I didn't get as many presents that year. They let me live, which was very generous of them. By the next year, they had a better conversation with me about, like, look, this is fun. Go along with it.
Right.
He'll be excited. You'll be happy.
Right.
You know.
I mean, this brings up two issues, Mary, right? One is, I'll just speak to the, we lie to kids all the time. And for good reason, right? Because there really are things that it's not developmentally appropriate to tell them, right? Is Santa one of them? Well, no. But still, right? I mean, I think that story is so awesome, right? It's so magical. It was the magic of Christmas for another year.
Do you kill your oldest child in order to make Christmas better for your younger child? They decided to let me live.
In certain circumstances.
But,
you know,
they had to teach me a little lesson, too.
Right.
You know, because
absolutely.
I had it all figured out how it happened.
Yeah.
You know, I knew exactly what was going on, and then that couldn't have possibly been the scenario.
Right. But the other issue, the even more of an issue, is you're going to be around family members who raise their kids differently, and they get to make those decisions.
They get to make those decisions.
So,
unfortunately, I don't agree with that at all, but I'll abide by it.
But those are the ones
I won't force feed them the sweet potato casserole, and I won't pretend that there's a Santa Claus.
If they clearly don't care that their children have any taste in Thanksgiving side dishes, we can't help that,
Not
Mary.
Like I'm forcing Brussels sprouts on you, which I also love. However, only as an adult.
I guess if their kids grew up to be serial killers,
that's right.
We'll know. It's not your fault.
Well, these four children that grew up without benefit of the lie have turned out delightful. They've turned out delightful. So I guess I'll...
I guess it's
okay,
then.
But there's a whole new group, but the new group believes.
Ah.
So, isn't that funny? The new group believes because, again, my family, you know, it's this outsider. You know, this is why in Arkansas, they just marry their cousins and everybody's happy.
Right. You all have the same tradition. You grew up with the same traditions, the same food. It's perfect.
Everybody's grandpa's the same. So whatever toy he whittled for you, he whittled it for them.
The family does tend to die out eventually, but.
Oh my gosh. We're going to take one more quick break and then Drew Quintero is going to talk about a great event that's coming up to benefit Cornerstone. And I hope you guys have taken what we've said to heart. We've had a few little, maybe the way I deal with uncomfortable situations is with humor. But
me too,
if
Mary.
You've got a seriously uncomfortable situation, you always can avoid it. You know, you're a grown-up. Take care of yourself. But if it's just something mildly annoying, say, you know what, I'd love to stay, but I have to be home before the Bears lose to the Lions. We'll be right back. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Drew Quintero with Cornerstone is here to talk about a big fundraiser. You know, all of this extra help that people get through the holidays and throughout the year costs some money, and Cornerstone has to raise money. So, Drew, take it away, please.
Oh, thanks, Mary. We are getting ready to shout hooray for Hollywood as Dancing with the Local Stars goes to the movies this year. We are celebrating our 15th anniversary, and on Friday, February 7th, 2025, Dancing with Local Stars will go to the movies. We are so excited to have this event back in town. We'll be at the Ambiance again, and tickets are on sale Friday, December 6th. They're $75 up through December 6th, and then on January 6th, they increase to $100.
Okay.
We have
buy early and save.
Buy early. We have 10 phenomenal teams. We have lawyers, nurses, school principals, police officers, bank vice presidents, all vying for that elusive mirror ball trophy this year, Mary.
It's one of the best events I go to every year. It is so much fun. They all have a coach.
Yeah.
So they're kind of professionally coached.
Yes.
But, you know, some of them, it doesn't really matter if they're any good or not, because they're our friends and neighbors, and they're raising money for Cornerstone. How important is this to Cornerstone?
This fundraiser is our largest fundraiser of the year, and it helps provide funding for programs like our sliding scale therapy program, which allows
you can't afford the full pay.
That's right. It allows clients to receive reduced fee therapy. So this money helps fund that, helps fund our other nonprofit programs for children's families and adoptive families as well.
Okay. And we know adoption this time of year is critically important. So
yes,
folks, if you need mental health care, please call Cornerstone. And make an appointment. Make 2025 the year that you take care of yourself. I've been under mental health care now for almost 25 years, and it's really changed my life. How can we get those tickets?
You can visit us at cornerstone-quincy.org, or you can give us a call at 217-222-8254.
Get your tickets today. Thank you.